Well, g'day everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of The Journey. My name's Jude Hennessy, and I've got a great show for you this week as we hit the first Sunday in Advent. This period of time of preparation for the wonderful events that we have with the incarnation, the birth of Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas. And so we enter into this Advent season now, which is always a great time of year, particularly as things start to open up. Mother Hilda Scott's with us, of course. She's going to be giving us her wisdom from the Abbey, and she's going to be asking us to not settle for the superficial in our lives, which is a really, really good God spot. You're going to love what she's got to say. We've got Father Dave Callahan from the MGLs. He's going to talk to us about really how we seek out God's presence. Michelle Vass, she's continuing her spirituality of the heart, God spot, connecting in with the beautiful things we find in our surroundings and our environment, and how God draws us into his presence and relationship and understanding of his goodness through all of those sort of things. Some new stuff for you this week. You're going to love this guy. His name's Deacon Josh Clayton. He's a champion fella, doing great things in the Diocese of Bathurst. We've gotten to know him through a variety of different functions, including the stuff that happens with state school scripture. He's really involved in a whole lot of the renewal stuff that's occurring in parishes. Great advocate of things like Alpha, divine renovation, various things like that. And his first God spot for us is going to be all about checking in with God. We've done a lot of checking in, haven't we, with all of our QR codes. He's got a great analogy for us in that regard. Trish McCarthy's with us too. She's going to talk to us about the gifts of nature as we enter into this really beautiful time of year. Some fantastic music as well. Kicking us off at the start of the show, though, wonderful pastor, Father Mark DiBattista. He's going to be extolling us to stay awake as we break open the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Verses 25 to 28 and 34 to 36. Max Norton's going to read that for us now. We're going to hear the gospel proclaimed, and then Father Mark is going to break it open for us. And as we dive into Advent, he's really putting at the forefront of our minds this idea of stepping outside the secular culture around us to be faithful in prayer, watchful, standing tall, ready for the arrival of Jesus, really diving into prayer as we head into this Advent season preparing for Christmas. Let's get into that now. Then we'll hear from Christy Knuckles. Her Advent hymn, great song. Lots and lots to get through, and some great music that Max has got picked out for us on this week's show. Okay, let's get into it. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. So glad you've joined us this week on The Journey.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. On earth, nations in agony, bewildered by the clamour of the ocean and its waves. Men dying of fear as they await what menaces the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand. Watch yourselves, or your hearts will be coarsened with debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life, and that day will be sprung on you suddenly, like a trap. For it will come down on every living man on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. And now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Mark DiBattista.
Every Gospel of the first Sunday of Advent, the Church always gives us an apocalyptic Gospel. Jesus is telling us to stay awake, to be watchful, to be vigilant. But you might say, hang on a minute, that's apocalyptic. Aren't we preparing for the coming of Jesus? The baby at Bethlehem that wasn't recognized by anybody except the good shepherds and the wise men. So why does the Church do this? Because she wants to have a continuity between what we celebrated last Sunday, the Feast of Christ the King, where the Church very explicitly turns her mind and heart to Christ's second coming in glory, an event that has not yet happened, and so allows a continuity with that. But there's also another reason. The reason is to always be watchful, and there's nothing like an apocalyptic message to make people alarmed and to make them stand on edge so that they will be ready. Why does our Lord tell us these things? Is it because he wants us to be filled with fear, to be anxious, to be worried in some way? No, but because he wants us to be watchful, because he knows how easy it is for the human heart to fall asleep, and that if we are not careful, we will gradually fall asleep, little by little. You know, in the times and previous ages in the history of the church, like now, there are people who think we are in apocalyptic times. And I say this to you because if you do think we are in apocalyptic times, then you're not on your own. Pope St. Gregory the Great, who was Pope from 590 to 604, thought he was living in the last days. He thought it was the end times. By that stage, you might recall from history that Rome had already fallen, that in fact there had been several barbarian invasions. And when the Lombards were coming in 593 AD, he was thinking, we are in apocalyptic times. And in fact, there's nothing missing except the signs and the sun and the moon and the stars and the clamor of the waves. So Jesus is really telling us when that time comes, things will be really shaken, and even the disturbance will be shown and reflected in the shaking of the elements. So he tells us this, to be watchful. But as I said a moment ago, it's always about being ready. So what does it mean to be ready? It means to be always in a stance of prayer. It means to always have a supernatural outlook. It means to not get carried away by the goings-on of the culture around us, to seek to want to belong and fit in with the worldly way of thinking to the point that we are beginning to compromise, even in small amounts, on what's going on in the gospel. And if during this time of Advent we actually make a very clear point to stick to our faithfulness to prayer each day and to read a little bit of scripture each day and sincerely to put it into practice, believe me, you will have your heads raised high when that moment comes, if it is in our lifetime or not, for the Lord to come to us. Because ultimately, the call from the Lord that we're expecting is the call for us personally to leave this earth. And when that moment comes, we want to be ready.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Christ, whose glory fills the skies, and Christ, the everlasting light, the Son of righteousness, arise and triumph o'er these shades of night. Come, thou long-awaited one, in the fullness of your love, and loose this heart bound up by shame, and I will never be the same. So here I'm waiting above you, all my soul's longing through and through, and day spring from on high be near, and day star in my heart appear. Dark and cheerless is the morn, until your love in me is born. And joyless is the evening sun, until he my heart appear. So here I am. grace, darling, my heart appears.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Now, wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
I saw an episode of Monarch of the Glen many years ago. It came back to me for some reason recently. There was a scene where all the members of this grand Scottish family were gathered together on the shores of the Loch. That's Scottish, it means lake, for some ceremony of initiation for the new baby granddaughter. The laird, that's the Scottish equivalent of lord, as the senior person in the family, took the little granddaughter in his arms, doused her gently with water from the Loch, and with words of great ceremony, claimed her as part of the family. It was a quasi-baptism, and I felt very sad seeing it. I know it was only television, but nonetheless, why wasn't this little one being baptized into the family of God? Why wasn't there a ceremony that recognized her place as the beloved daughter of God? It felt as though she was being baptized into nothing, and it made me wonder, why settle for imitation that stops at death? Who says this particular grand Scottish family would go on forever, or indeed that a parents' liaison would even last? Why settle for that, when you can have the real thing that never ends? It was all so superficial, promising nothing that could stand up, and it made me wonder. I wonder how many people watching that show thought to themselves, that's a lovely idea, and have since gone off and done the same thing. Our lives, it seems to me, like that TV show, have the capacity to inspire people for the eternal or for the superficial. For to do the former, we must be in touch with the eternal one, God. Our lives of themselves are not superficial to God. For him, our lives are a veritable gold mine that he never ceases to uncover for us. Yet sometimes we can be superficial in our dealings with God and with others. We increase the capacity for death and realism in this world, it seems to me, when we treat God and others seriously and give them both the dignity they deserve. We do that through our thoughts, our words, actions, and you don't need me to spell out how you go about that. Let God know this. Let him know that you haven't settled for the superficial. Go meet him in the real and the deep this week.
Don't settle for the superficial. What a great message we heard from Mother Hilda Scott there. Wisdom from the Abbey is her much loved segment, and that was a cracker. And how our lives have the capacity to inspire others to the eternal or to superficiality. And if we're going to be worried about and pointing to things that are eternal, we need to be in touch with God ourselves. Really strong theme that we've got coming through all of our God spots this week is this need to take time, step back, connect, and wait on God. After the break, we're going to be hearing from Michelle Vass. Like St. Francis of Assisi, would refer to different elements of the beautiful environment around us. She's going to be referring to Brother Wind, Spirit, the Breath of God. First up, a bit more music. Here's Hilary Scott and the song The River, then a bit of a break, and then we'll be hearing from Michelle Vass with her Spirituality of the Heart segment. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. We're going along at a rate of knots, but you're still on the journey.
Are you tired of shame and secrets, wishing you could let them go? Do you feel like an orphan searching for a home? Well, there's a love that fills what's empty. There's a place you can be changed. There's a God who knows you. He's calling out your name. Come on down.
Down, down. it flows like the Mississippi from the giver of endless grace. And everyone is welcome here to dive into the waves. So leave the questions far behind you. Leave your past back on the shore.
Studying about thy good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sister, let's go down, let's go down.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Now, with Spirituality of the Heart, here's Michelle Vass.
We hear of Brother Wind in the beginning of the book of Genesis. A wind from God swept over the face of the waters. In praising Brothers Wind and Air, and fair and stormy, all the weather's moods, St. Francis is welcoming the wind in all its manifestations. He was a man of the open air, with a soul of receptivity. We could say that this element of wind invites us to open our souls to a God who flows in all directions that we cannot predict. What freedom to live like that! Christine Wolters Paintner, in her book Water, Wind, Earth and Fire, points out that wind is the only element that is invisible. We can't see or touch air, and yet it is life-giving breath for us and all creation. Wind is air in motion, and as such it has an effect on things. Blowing the sail on a boat, a breeze cooling us on a warm day, causing destruction in a storm. And air is the medium for sound waves which allow us to communicate. It is at the same time all around us and in us as we breathe. Let's savor that as we take a breath right now. Praying with the gift of air in our breath is an ancient Christian practice. The Hebrew word for spirit, ruah, also means the breath of God. It is this breath that connects us to all living things as we breathe in the oxygen the plants gift us with, and we give them the carbon dioxide we exhale. Giving attention to our breath is a gentle way of bringing us into the present moment. Now, the only moment where we can really be present to whatever our loving God is offering us. You might like to be attentive now to the air around you. to whatever the breeze or wind is inviting you to right now. As Thomas Merton says, "Let me seek then the gift of silence and poverty and solitude, where everything I touch is turned into prayer, where the sky is my prayer, the birds are my prayer, the wind in the tree is my prayer, for God is in all." This is Michelle Vass, Director of St. Mary's Towers Retreat Centre. To find out more about us, go to our website at towersretreat.org.au.
Hope you enjoyed that. It's Michelle Vass. She is the Spiritual Director and does a heap of work out at Douglas Park Retreat Centre. It's a work of the MSCs out there in between Campbelltown and Mittagong. Beautiful old building, beautiful chapel, beautiful grounds, and people go there to just renew, reflect, be challenged and drawn into the next steps into their discipleship. And Michelle's a great contributor to the wonderful programs she has out there and to this show too. So thank you to her, Spirituality of the Heart, and speaking to us in the third in this series that she's got for us now of taking the pointers from the environment that surrounds us and the things in nature to point us back to God. After the break, couple of fine men coming up for us. One is Father Dave Callahan, and we'll also be hearing the first God spot, the first of many, we hope, from Deacon Josh Clayton. That'll be after the break. First up, though, Kathy Viljoen and the song Somebody Touch Me. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and you're still on the journey.
Jesus found me, but since
hope, love, and life. This is The Journey. Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
On a cold day, there is nothing better than standing in the sun. To be warmed by the rays of the sun is one of life's great pleasures. However, the enjoyment comes from the fact that the sun keeps its distance. The problem is that the sun is really hot. If the sun was the same distance from the earth as the moon is, then we would be doing everything in our power to protect ourselves from it. If the sun was placed directly in front of you, it would bring about a permanent transformation to your life. In other words, it would end it. And so we try to keep our distance. There's something similar with our relationship with God. We love to feel the love of God and be warmed by God's presence, but we want to make sure that God keeps his distance. If God was to fully reveal his glory to us, it would change everything about our life, our priorities, our worldview, our dreams and desires. And so we're caught in a dilemma. I want God to reveal his love, but not too much. I want to be warmed by his love, but not permanently changed by it. This is where we need to pray for greater trust. Our natural desire is to stay in complete control of this relationship and keep God at a safe distance. We need to trust that God knows what he's doing. Our ultimate destination is to be completely united with the glory of God. Our life here on earth is meant to be a gradual preparation for this glory in heaven. So pray for the grace to step away from the fear of what God's love might do to you and let him come closer to you. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
Long awaited, precious promise, Son of God and Son of Man. Heaven's glory in a manger has come to us in Bethlehem. Long awaited, precious promise, coming back again. Messiah, oh.
That's Francesca Battistelli, the song Messiah. Thanks to Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. And just pointing out for us that sometimes we hold back. We hold back ourselves from God. We keep God distant, trying to stay in control of that relationship too often. And that's not what God's calling us to. Really calling us to step out on the waters, let him be in control. And our prayer should be for the grace to step away from fear of what God might do or might want us to do and to let him come close. Powerful. Difficult, but powerful. A lot of things for me to pray about just in listening to that great message from Father Dave Callahan there in his God Spot, The Call. Now, this fella is a champion, Deacon Josh Clayton, doing some wonderful things in the Diocese of Bathurst. And he's going to really challenge us about how we check in with God, into God's word, into God's love and God's desires for each one of us. And pointing really truthfully and really sensibly to what Advent's all about in doing so. So let's hear this first God Spot, the first of many, we hope, from Deacon Josh Clayton. After that, we'll hear from Josh Turner and Chris Christofferson, Why Me, Lord? After the break, we'll be hearing from Trish McCarthy. He'll be rounding out the show for us. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. We're getting near the end, but you're still on the journey on this first Sunday of Advent.
And now, here's Deacon Josh Clayton.
Over this last 18 months, many of us have become aware of all the different places we go to. Checking in and checking out has become something that we do out of habit, necessity, but also out of the desire to think of the common good. Before checking in and checking out used to refer to, checking in would be you basically was seeing how someone was going. Stop in with them, spend some time with them, just to really assess whether they were going okay. Checking out might refer to the fact that you decided you weren't going to engage with something. You weren't going to be part of it. You're going to leave that to others or just walk away from it. We now see checking in and checking out as something very different. It's linked to the way that we respond to COVID-19. It's linked to the way that we look after others and assist those that are doing their best to protect us from something that we can't see, but we know has consequences for our health and the health of our loved ones. We check in at so many different places. As a father of four children, we've checked in at netball, at basketball. We've checked in at all sorts of events. We check in to go to church. We check in just to go to work. We check in a lot. But at this time, especially when we have become so aware of the need for us to check in, are we checking in with God just as much? Are we picking up our phone, searching for a QR code that will take us to God's word, to God's love, to God's desire for each and every one of us? Sometimes we can get tied up in doing things because it's what's been asked to do by the government or what we're asked to do by our leaders, whether civil or religious. But how often do we take the time to remember what Jesus asks us to do? To check in with him. To check in with him on a daily, on an hourly basis. If each of us in the lead up to this Christmas, in the lead up to Advent, took the time to check in a bit more with God, then we'll see that God is really working with us each and every day. God hasn't abandoned us. God isn't far off. God is close by. It's only that we need to reach our hand out to allow him to be close. Checking in and checking out. We all know about it. We all do it. But maybe each time you pick up your phone, each time you look for a QR code that you have to scan to go to the appropriate page to put in your details, if maybe each time you did that, you took a moment to pray, bring to mind the great love that God has for each of us. Bring to mind how we are transformed each and every day. Maybe this Christmas would be different because God's with us. We just need to reach out.
I'm Gemma from Canoundra in New South Wales, and you're on the journey.
Deserve even one of the pleasures I've known. Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you, or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I needed you so, help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I go through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I needed you so, help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, soul's in your
hands. Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
My sister has three beautiful children. Oscar is her eldest son, Malou her first daughter, and her second little girl, Luna, just like the moon. She shared with us a conversation she had with her kids recently. Malou inquisitively asked, "I'm a son, aren't I, Mum?" Mum replies with a gentle smile, "No, you're a daughter. You're my daughter." Oscar boldly and proudly proclaims, "I'm your son, aren't I, Mum?" "Yes, you're my son, Oscar." Then comes little Luna, quite certain, "And I'm a moon, aren't I, Mum?" This is just a light-hearted way to introduce to you the gifts of nature. When God created the universe, we were given some vital elements, which over time we forget to engage with their healing and life-giving nature. Each of these gifts have our Creator's life and spirit flowing through it, and is available to us to restore our balance, peace, joy, centeredness, and divine harmony and rhythm. These natural gifts include the sun, water, earth, space and air. And contrary to many claims, the sun is not seeking to damage us. It is vitally important to mental, biological and spiritual well-being, lifting your mood, warming your skin, offering a sense of peace and gentleness as it slowly rises and falls, and providing a catalyst for vitamin D, which helps the body absorb important minerals. In the early hours of the morning and late afternoon, expose yourself to the sun's rays and embrace its healing and life-giving properties.
A family hiding from the storm found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. Sleeping town, they did not know that lying in a manger low, a Savior King has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? Shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory light. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are. It may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Promise tight, every wrong will be made right. The road is straight, the burden's light. For in His hands He holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart.
It's Casting Crowns and a really awesome song featuring Matt Maher, actually, Make Room. Great Advent song, asking us to make room in our heart for the coming of Jesus. For that, Trish McCarthy got a few good themes happening in today's show. She was, like Michelle Vass, picking up on the gifts of nature in this wonderful time of year and the sun, how God's creation includes great gifts of nature that give us everything that we need, restoring our balance, our peace, our joy. Now, the sun in particular has a huge impact on our mental, our biological, and our spiritual well-being too. Thank you to Trish. Thank you to all of our contributors, to Father Mark DiBattista at the top of the show, to Deacon Josh. Great to have him contributing his first God spot, the first of many, we hope, to the show. Great to hear from Michelle Vass, Mother Hilda Scott, of course, Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. And a really good show with lots of great tips as we start to take seriously this time of preparation leading into Christmas that we call Advent. We will be doing it all again next week. Hope you've loved the show. We've loved bringing it to you. The year is flying by and really looking forward to this Christmas period, catching up with lots of people for the first time in a long time for so many of them. Hope you're doing the same. Have a great week. Be prayerful. Love those entrusted to your care. And I really hope you can join us again next week as we journey through this Advent season together. faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and you've been on The Journey.
The Journey is presented by Jude Hennessy and produced by Max Norden from the Office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.